On the front, where a Byzantine coin would have had the emperor, it has a full-length figure of the caliph Abd al-Malik. And on the back, where the Byzantines would have put a cross, there is a column with a sphere at the top. Al-Malik is shown full figure, standing and bearded, wearing Arab robes and a Bedouin scarf headdress, with his hand resting on a sword at his waist. It's a fascinating image. It's a unique source for our knowledge of the dress and the regalia of the early caliphs, and it's probably the oldest known depiction of a Muslim. His pose is menacing. He looks as though he's about to draw his sword, and the lines below his waist are almost certainly meant to represent a whip. What we have is an image to inspire fear and respect, an image that makes it clear that the Eastern Mediterranean now has a new faith and a formidable new ruler. A letter from one of his governors echoes the image's implicit message.
It is Abd al-Malik, the commander of believers, a man with no weaknesses, from whom rebels can expect no indulgence. On the one who defies him falls his whip.
He cuts an impressive, awe-inspiring figure, although a less reverential source tells us that he had such appalling halitosis that he was nicknamed the Fly Killer. But, bad breath or not, Abd al-Malik was the most important Muslim leader since Muhammad himself, because he transformed what might have been merely a string of ephemeral conquests into an abiding state, a state that would survive in one form or another until the end of the First World War. Abd al-Malik was a new breed of Islamic leader. He had no personal memory of Muhammad, and he shrewdly saw how best to exploit the administrative traditions of earlier empires, especially Rome and Byzantium, in order to establish his own, as Professor Hugh Kennedy of the School of Oriental and African Studies explains.